Hello, it's me, Lily, a frog who lives in a pond and loves to tell stories. The Rich Man and the Shoemaker. Penned first by La Fontaine more than 300 years ago. Once upon a time, a long time ago, there lived a shoemaker. He was poor, but cheerful. He was so cheerful and happy that as he worked, he sang.
Oh, scooby-da-boobity-flappity-doo, ding-dang-flappity-wappity-doobity, scooby-dee-doobity-doobity-floobity-doobity-whack-a-dab-a-doobity, bang-bang-boo-ba-dab, flappity-doobity-doobity-doo, bing-bang-flappity-doobity-doo, shing-dang-waggity-dabity-doobity, flippity-dibbity-dibbity-dangity-boo.
He sang all day long, and children gathered around his window to listen to him.
Ding dang flappity wappity doobity, scoobity doobity 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 doobity, whack a dab a doobity, bang bang boo ba da.
Next door to the shoemaker lived a rich man. He would sit up all night long to count his gold. Then in the morning, he wanted to go to sleep. But he could not sleep because.
Oh, scooby da boobity flappity doo, ding dang flappity wappity doobity, scoobity doobity doobity flubity doobity, whack a dab doobity,
of the shoemakers. The rich man did not love the cheerfulness of the shoemakers.
Flippity dibbity dibbity dangity boo.
He thought. And he thought of a way to make it stop.
Oh, scooby-da-boobity-flappity-doo, ding-dang-flappity-wappity-doobity, scoobity-doobity-doobity-floobity-doo.
And finally, he came up with an idea. He wrote a letter to the shoemaker asking him to please come over as soon as he possibly could. The shoemaker came, and to his surprise, the rich man gave him a bag of gold. When the shoemaker got home, he opened the bag of gold. He had never seen so much money before. He sat down at his bench and he began to count it. The children watched through the window. There was so much gold that the shoemaker was afraid to let it out of his sight, so he took it to bed with him. He could not sleep for worrying about it getting tangled in his bed covers, so he got out of bed and he went to hide it up in the attic. But he wasn't too sure that was a good place either. So very early in the morning, he got out of bed and he brought the gold down from the attic. And he decided to hide it up the chimney instead. But all through breakfast, he worried. And after breakfast, he thought it would probably be safer in the chicken coop. So he hid it in there. But that didn't feel right. He still felt anxious. And in a little while, he went into the garden with a shovel. He dug a hole. and he dropped his bag of gold at the bottom of it and covered it up with dirt. He went back to his shoemaking shop, but it was no use trying to work. He was too worried about his gold. It was all he could think about. As for singing, he was too miserable to utter a note. He could not sleep. He could not work. He could not sing. The children did not gather around his window. They no longer came to see him. At last, the shoemaker realized he was so unhappy and miserable that there was only one thing to do. He dug up that bag of gold in his garden, and he walked over to the rich man's house, and he knocked on his door. "Please take back your bag of gold," he said. "The worry of it is making me ill. I haven't slept, and I've lost all my friends. I would rather be a poor shoemaker as I was before." And so the shoemaker was happy again, and he sang all day while he worked.
"Oh, scooby-da-boobity-flappity-doo, ding-dang-flappity-wappity-doo-bitty, scoobity-doobity-doobity-floobity-doobity-whack-a-dab-a-doobity, bang-bang-boo-ba-dab, flappity-doobity-doobity-doo. Bing bang flappity doobity doo, shing dang waggity dabity doobity, flippity dibbity dibbity dangity boo, yeah."